I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Exactly.
They call it the League of Lizards and Birds.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, they ran out of puns after Top Secret.
Yeah. They had the one, and then they're like, well, I guess that does it.
The guy who wrote all their titles tripped down a flight of stairs and broke his neck. They were like, fuck.
And then Jack Ruby shot up when he's on the
ground. Exactly, Jack Ruby shot up. Jack Ruby just comes out of nowhere and shoots people.
A lizard lying at the bottom of a flight of stairs, like, broken neck, like, high, holding up Jack Ruby. Blast him.
More boys here, recording from our bunker here in Waco, Texas. We're underground right now. Ethan, sitting across from me, next to the tins of beans. How you doing, Ethan?
I'm so hungry, Peter. I'm scared.
Good, good, good. And over here, next to all the bags of rock salt that we have, is?
James Miller.
It's James. The walls still have ears. We don't know how close to the war room we are.
Jamie, the crazies aren't going to get us, are they?
How many more levels down we need to go?
Oh, you're not going to let them get me, are you?
No.
Peter, I can't see.
We're safe in Texas bunker.
Make love to me. I don't want to die a virgin.
We'll do it after the recording. That'll be our post-credit.
Yeah. Oh, your dick is so good inside me.
Cut to it.
Like the sound of cans, tin cans empty falling down.
Yeah, and we have an ice here that's curled up next to our acid disposal barrel that we're going to be dumping our waste into.
She serves for protection or last-minute food.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I thought just food.
Just in case I have to eat the dog after I eat both of you, because I'm not going to kill that dog first. So, it's the Lore Boys.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, my name's Peter O'Donohue. I'm going to be hosting this kind of different episode this time. We're going to be... It's a palate cleanser. I've mentioned before I don't want to be Battletech boy, but I am obliged to do one more Battletech episode because I did set up the Blake Jihad a lot. Uh-huh, anyway, a lot. I'll be doing that. I just didn't want to do a bunch in a row. So look forward to finding that out. Go buy Battletech while you're at it. I've played quite a bit
the
and
new
like
one's
it a
out.
Lot.
It's called Battletech.
It's called... It's all caps, Battletech.
It's called I'm a Battletech!
is the official...
I'm a battle techer.
Yeah. It's like lower stakes XCOM. I've done like 10 or 11 missions, and I've only lost one dude.
Okay.
But,
it is permadeath, though?
Yeah. If they die. So when if your cockpit doesn't get destroyed and your mech gets toppled over, it's incapacitated.
You can be salvaged.
And then there's a dice roll after that to see if they survive.
Oh, you roll death saving throws?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Basically, it all happens behind the scenes, but yeah.
Cool.
Go play it. It's good. It's got very good lore-specific things, as going between planets sometimes takes 19 days. And
like,
remember when
real
we were,
time?
Well, like, it's XCOM calendar. You just hit play, and then time passes.
Not
right?
real time.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get to that next mission in 3 weeks.
Do you remember when we were talking about how space travel works, how the hyperpulse generators can't warp into anywhere with gravity, so you have to go from empty space to empty space and then fly? So, kind of like a mass relay in Mass Effect, you fly your spaceship onto a warp ship, and then it warps you somewhere, and then you fly to your destination.
Okay.
The longest journey I've taken is like 22 game days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love it. Anyway, go buy Battletech. It's great.
Which is like, what, like 30 miles?
That's how much it is to buy Battletech?
Yeah. That's the British currency. Miles.
Currency currently on the surface world is worthless.
Yeah.
Okay, so
five stone makes a mile.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Your money's worthless now, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, one last thing before we get into the truth. Basically, that I'm going to be dropping here. There's bombs outside. The bombs in here are truth bombs.
We're talking about the game Truth?
Yes.
Fun getting into truth.
Yeah. No, I did want to thank everybody who went and voted. Everybody in Montreal who voted for us on Cult MTLs. So basically, the week of our anniversary, we found out that we were number 6
on that list
of the top 10 podcasts.
Yes.
So it's not one being the worst and 10 being the best. We are sixth. We are officially better, like, apparently, than at least four other podcasts in this city.
It added 6 years to each of our lives.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate it.
Very, very good.
Because I only have 4 years left.
10 years to go?
Yeah. Exactly. Now I got 10. Yeah, all the time in the world.
We got plenty of time to get to that coveted third place. Let's face it, we'll never make it all
the
way.
We're third place English, but I feel really proud to be sixth place audio medium only podcast in a French Canadian city with a very small population.
It is good, exactly. I'm glad they didn't release the data where it's like first place with 88 votes. Yeah. Whoever the fuck that was. And then sixth place with 13. The lore boys, like, yay! Like, I didn't vote for us, but...
I did.
Anyway, thank you everybody who went out and voted. I was, honestly, with the week where I was specifically feeling self-conscious about our social media present, and, like, our buddy Chris just, like, comes on, he's like, yeah, you guys are also number six on Cult MTL. Yeah. We're like, what?
Nice.
And that came out on the Monday.
The most annoying thing about voting in that was you had to vote for every other category. So thank you to everybody not from Montreal
who did fucking
vote for us.
Went through that.
Yeah.
Oh,
see,
no
who
way.
Got best website. First was the host of the survey got the best website.
Oh,
second
my God.
Was Pornhub.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So Pornhub got first. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Let's be real.
They voted for themselves for a lot of things. So like their best magazine was themselves. Best website was themselves.
Although honestly, we do.
Are
give
you
ourselves...
saying that this internet poll was based on who you know?
Yeah. Although I will say,
is it all connected, Jamie?
On our podcast, we do give ourselves the accolade best podcast quite often. So
no, well, we do
best
that.
Twitch channel. Best podcast, best porn streaming site.
My favorite part about this whole thing is we've always regularly told people that we are the okayest podcast in town, and 6 out of 10 is a pass.
Yeah.
That's a bare minimum, 60%.
Well, if you do it that way, we're in the bottom 40%.
Yeah, I know.
Peter also didn't pass math.
Okayest podcast, second best mathematician podcast.
We're right behind the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what?
Just where I want to be, baby.
Top 10? Maybe next year we'd be top 5? Hey, you know, next year when we get
13
more, 13
Peter,
more Peter. Followers.
Keep your dreams below the clouds. Come on. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, your frozen corpse will be a monument to your failure.
Yeah.
Speaking of shooting.
I was just about
and
to do that.
Monuments,
I'm glad you did it.
Monuments to failure.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today, boys? I told you I was going to be dropping some truth bombs.
Talk about reptiles.
Talk about
Jimmy Frank Kim.
Yep.
What is that?
Jimmy Crack Horn.
Jimmy Frank Kim and I don't care.
I'm gonna throw a very important date at you here. I want you to tell me if you know what it is. Mm. I mean, I did tell you two.
Yeah.
What we were talking about. But if you're listening to this on the bus right now, write this down on a piece of paper and hand it to the person next to you. Okay.
And then hiss at them.
November. Especially that. Yeah. Yeah. Into their ear. Just like a half inch away. November 22nd, 1963.
The last time someone loved me.
Yes. I know it's coming up in August is Jamie's 61st birthday.
Yeah, yep. We're all very excited.
Yep.
Yeah. You made it. You made it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. November 22nd, 1963 in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Which you may... I'm glad I chose this one, actually. I did a sound check with the Bad Dudes. They're around Dallas, apparently, from what their Instagram tells me.
Irving?
And what they told me personally as well. Yeah. So I believe them.
You do.
I don't know the geography of Texas, so if he tells me, Jeremy says he's near Dallas, then what do I know?
Well, Texas is very small, so...
Yeah, exactly.
You know what they say,
everything's
smaller
in Texas.
Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a milkshake.
A really little one.
Yeah. Texas size.
Yeah, Texas size milk. It's just a little thimble with a cowboy hat on it. A little gun.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy, the first and only Catholic president of the United States.
What? Really?
Was shot by former U.S. Marine and Marxist Lee Harvey Oswald.
He was?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so this is something that Dara told me. I think it was either maybe her grandparents or like family friends of her grandparents had like a JFK shrine because he's the first and only Catholic president. Yeah.
Wow.
All the other ones are something else.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all
okay. Processing error.
Yeah.
So Catholic and Christian are kind of different things.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
And then Obama, let's be real, Muslim.
Kenyan. He's the religion of Kenyan.
Yeah, he was Kenyan.
Yeah, exactly.
Hawaii, I don't know. They've got fire gods, probably.
Yeah.
This is a conspiracy podcast.
Kamehameha.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'd throw in a little birth or truth in there.
Obama worshipped canyons.
Exactly.
He worshipped the Grand Canyon. That's why he came to America.
Yeah.
It's his deity.
They thought it was their god.
That's his god.
Yeah. It was formed by Zeus battling the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they believe in Hawaii.
And that was the creation of hills, which was the end of the flat earth.
Correct. Which did come back in to bite us in the ass, with the Knoll and such. But I'll get to that.
It was
very important.
It was differences in the sky to the ground, but we don't need to get into it.
Yeah, you know what? Jamie, if you want to host your own fucking episode, we're going to be down in this bunker for quite some time. Okay. Before we starve to death and resort to giving each other handjobs in the dark,
yes. You
can host another episode if you'd like.
I've already started.
I love the idea that if we were in
Why didn't we bring our families?
Like, as a bunker, we're not like saying, like, I love you, Mom. I love you, my kids. We're like making joke podcasts about...
Well, it's got to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean...
You're right.
Well, somebody's got to get it out there.
There's no hope without this podcast.
No.
No, without hope, we're all dead, Jamie.
Turns out Alex Jones was the lizard the whole time who ignited the Lizard Man Revolution.
Oh, no.
He pretended to be so fucking crazy to distract all of us from the truth. We're just like, bah, whatever. They're not putting chemicals in the water. Alex Jones, he said, sipping from a glass of water and then turning, changing to CNN. Whoa. Are you kidding me?
Imagine
the Lizard Network.
Yeah.
Imagine all the hungry, tattered, dirty... children just huddled around their crystal radios listening to us right now. And to all of you, there is hope.
Yes. For us, because we're safe in a bunker.
Right, we're safe in a bunker.
I don't know what you guys are going to do. If you're listening from the outside of this bunker...
We will make it out of this bunker eventually, and we will find you, and we will enjoy your tasty, tasty corpses.
We will. Yeah. Yeah. Now that the atmosphere has been blown away and displaced to the moon, where it was intentionally supposed to be...
Yeah,
because
like a bubble that just like
okay, it was the lizard
got up and left.
Look, it was the tall grays had to because we have more water on Earth, right? And you need hydrogen for an atmosphere, so they cultivated an atmosphere here and then moved it back to their home rock of the moon.
But doesn't it need like
think about it?
I'm thinking about it, but like if you have
don't think about it. what were we actually?
But wait, isn't the moon made of cheese?
Possibly. No one's ever been.
No. Oh, right.
Right?
Well, what about the gray people?
Humans never been.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Okay, okay.
How can we know? They don't share their information with us.
Oh, really? That's true.
No, exactly.
Very selfish with their cheese secrets.
The tall grays are a classification of aliens for everyone out there who's not as into the truth as we are.
No. If you believe lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald shot JFK. JFK's purported last words were, "No, you certainly can't," in response to the First Lady of Texas who said, "Mr. President, you can't say Dallas doesn't love you."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Timing.
The most famous footage of this is the Zapruder film, a silent home video of the assassination shot by Abraham Zapruder on his home video camera, which is the one that we've all seen.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
When you think of home video, you think of kids open their... Christmas present.
Nintendo 64! And then the kid gets shot in the head.
It's the dad. He just wanted to really get into Super Mario 64 first.
Yeah. Now, this has obviously sparked multiple conspiracies as the brainwashed sheeple.
Yeah, like it was one guy... On a hill that shot him.
One angry communist?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No.
So dumb. People just don't think with their heads, honestly.
Mm-mm.
Nope. The people who really do think, they always have three names.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, one of the guys we're going to be talking about today also, three names. Three names.
Anyone who kills someone gets remembered with three names. Anyone who kills someone important. But somebody who's just like another person... they only get remembered by two names. And I find that weird.
Yeah, yeah, true, like Jack Ruby Stone.
Yep.
And
yep.
Francis Ferdinand.
It's killer.
And yeah, the Serbian guy.
Yeah.
There's more examples.
Serbian assassination man.
Yeah.
I saw a Reddit post about this. There's like a bunch of assassins who've been...
Go ahead, give us an example.
I wish I had them, but...
Well, you brought it up.
You can't just bring up Reddit now that the world has been destroyed. Because we will literally never know what you're talking about, what with the destruction of the internet.
As an old man, I just really hold on to that stuff.
Yeah. I give Peter an up boat.
Yeah. I would give you, I'd give you so many up dudes on the Mr. Skeletal page. Couple of quickies here. One is that Ted Cruz's father was somehow involved, as he was photographed with Oswald handing out pro-Fidel Castro pamphlets in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah?
Just before that, yeah.
Weird.
That is weird.
Another man named Bill Cooper suggested the car, that the car driven by William Greer shot JFK in the face with a hydraulic pistol.
Okay.
Whoa.
Which, I remember that, yeah.
Which,
what's a hydraulic pistol?
It's air-powered. It's like a BB gun.
Okay.
Yeah. Which embedded an explosive pellet infused with shellfish toxin into Kennedy's head.
Yeah.
The toxin was to ensure that the explosion, if the explosion didn't kill him, the toxin would.
Just like he ate some bad clams.
Some say, exactly, some say, including Cooper, that this weapon was developed by aliens.
Oh. Well,
it would have had to been.
Yeah, obviously.
We don't have the kind of proprietary technology to design a weapon
how do you
that
get,
shoot with air.
How do you get enough
like
air
some sort
into
of
a can?
Gun?
Exactly. How do you get enough air into a can?
That air, that amount of air just doesn't exist on planet Earth.
No,
our atmosphere simply doesn't have it. They would have had to bring it from, they would have had to suck the atmosphere off of some other planet, which we already know that they can do because they brought ours to the moon.
It's that Planet X, that one that exists in the shadow of the moon and is constantly.
Yeah, this is all making sense.
Yes, sir.
Right? You guys are picking up what I'm laying down?
No, absolutely.
Just like Jackie Kennedy was picking up chunks of JFK's head.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I've been astray my whole life and I'm just tuning into the right frequency now, and it feels so right.
Got a fun fact here about shellfish toxin.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Huh? What do you mean? Of course it does.
Shellfish, like clams and oysters, can accumulate toxins.
Highly poisonous.
Via filter feeding. However, the animals themselves are not toxic.
No, they're super venomous, Peter.
So, this doesn't make any sense, for the record. He may have misspoken, intending on saying jellyfish toxin, or perhaps he is confused with red tide poisoning.
Okay.
Which is caused by algae that filter through clams.
Okay.
Mm.
Who's misspeaking now?
Or maybe he's just fucking crazy.
That's Greer.
Bill Cooper. He accused William Greer of killing JFK with a clam gun.
A clam gun, yeah.
Okay.
Clam gun.
Clam gun designed by aliens.
Designed by aliens.
But Peter, if it's an alien gun, then they would probably have poisonous lobsters on their planet.
Maybe they do.
Lobstrosities.
Yeah, if you will.
Okay, let's not... Okay, so the Stephen King being implicated in this is a different thing we're going to get into in episode 2 that we're recording down in the bunker.
Episode 205.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when we'll get there.
Yeah.
It's weird that his first 30 books were all bestsellers, you know? Like, who's pushing that agenda?
Yeah, that's it.
It's,
who owes him a favor, am I right?
Yeah, it was the Trilateral Commission, for the record. Okay, that's who owes Stephen King a favor.
Okay.
Because he put all of their shit into his books to make people think it was all fictitious.
Oh,
right?
That's so smart.
Think about it.
I never thought about trying to lie to people before.
No?
No, not me, not I.
Honest Ethan. That's honest what we call him down here in the bunker.
Honest Ethan.
Is there really a clown that can kill me if I'm afraid of him?
Yes. He's also a thinly disguised lobster monster.
Lobster monster. Lobster monster.
You guys want to go to Ottawa get some red lobster at some point?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
From the bunker?
Definitely.
Lobsters are poisonous. What are you guys talking about? What are we going to use them for?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Right.
Our enemies?
So, to hide the fact that a toxic bullet had been launched into Kennedy's brain, his brain, okay, get this, was switched with another brain in transit between Parkland Hospital in Dallas and the Bethesda Naval Hospital in D.C.
Okay.
Bethesda.
So they took him to... They took him to a hospital in Dallas.
Yeah.
Right? Used alien magic to put a new brain in his head that did not have poison clams in it.
Okay.
And then they flew him to Maryland.
I think what's more likely is whenever they scanned him at the Bethesda Hospital, there was a bug in their system and that they hadn't worked out.
Oh, his brain just no-clipped out of his head when he tried to move forward?
Yeah.
But whenever they did their analytics, they just didn't do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what's more likely is while they were driving the ambulance to the hospital, they came in with a helicopter and a giant Acme magnet and picked up the helicopter or picked up the ambulance and switched it for another ambulance with a fake brain and a body that they had been growing in a vat for the past several months to resemble JFK.
That Majestic 12 had been growing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They are implicated in this as well.
The Majestic 12?
Yeah.
They're in our Team Fortress episode, right?
They were in Deus Ex.
Deus Ex, that's
it.
Day of Sex.
Day of Sounds like my Friday night.
That was
night.
All the Illuminati, yeah. That was the Illuminati.
Not really. Episodes. I don't actually think so. You know, whatever. Lee Harvey Oswald? Oswald? Was just a patsy. Nothing more.
No, of course.
Bill Cooper states...
Why else would Jack Ruby shoot him?
Yeah, exactly. It's Jack Ruby
working for
the CIA, not just a nightclub owner who is depressed and sad mm-hmm. and also probably crazy, mm-hmm. but crazy in a different way, in mm-hmm. a very patriotic sense.
Exactly.
He was just a patsy. He was just a fall guy for the Martian agenda.
Exactly.
Okay, so like we're talking
the
about...
The Fairfax Convention.
We're talking about the way that you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
And the way that the masses have seen it is they see JFK driving down the way, then he gets his head shot, rocks to one side. They think that it's Lee Harvey Oswald. Then when Lee Harvey Oswald, before he's tried and we find out the truth, Jack Ruby comes out and shoots him.
Shot him in the stomach, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just in case people aren't familiar with the normal myth. Now
yeah,
we can
exactly.
move forward with our version.
The lore of this thing, because obviously we talk about fictional worlds all the time.
Yeah.
The lore in this episode is what you've been told.
I don't
You
see
already
that.
Know... the lore behind this. You might not know exactly whatever Adam Jensen's birthday is, or
I don't even know
how we got
the
werewolves
the
out of Witchwood.
We don't have to talk about the lie. Okay, that's the last we'll talk about the lie. Let's
yeah, exactly.
Forward.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move forward with the truth.
No, with
this
facts.
Is a truth podcast,
right?
Jamie.
Yeah.
Like they call me Honest Ethan. I didn't know that you could lie to people just 20 minutes ago. These are these rocking truths that I am being hit with.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's get some more of them.
Bill Cooper.
Hey, wait. Could you pass me some more lobster toxin?
Yep. Just got a can of it here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Pass around that Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So did you know that Drink the Kool-Aid is from Jonestown? Did you know that it is a it's not correct? Is because they used a knockoff brand called Flavor-Aid.
Yeah.
So I like to think that he called in. He's like, "Yo, I wanted to make a suicide pact with my cult, Kool-Aid. Would you and Mr. Man give us a sponsorship deal?" And they were like, "Nah, dude." So
we
he just
really
went to a different powdered drink
Guy
company
Fieri,
with
Guy
shittier lawyers.
Yeah. Guy Fieri's like, "Yeah, you can have as much Flavor-Aid as you want. Yeah, come exactly. on down to Flavor Town,
brother." I don't know what he sounds like.
We're just we're working on repositioning our brand right now. We're not sure we want to be associated with a cult mass suicide. So maybe next season we'll see.
A bunch of us
want to
die in the
like.
Philippines. Do you want to endorse that with some blue Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
All publicity is good pub, right?
Oh, yeah. All publicity is good, PUBG.
Hey, Kool-Aid, we got some aliens to build this air gun, and we're going to assassinate the President of the United States. Do you want to sponsor us?
Crunch at us.
Yeah, crunch at us.
Yeah.
They would say no, because they know there's not enough air.
Well, originally it was going to
be... Exactly, yeah, because they got alien lawyers.
Alien technology. Yeah, they have gray, tall gray lawyers. No, it was originally going to be not lobster toxin, but it was going to be Kool-Aid.
Blue Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it was going to be blue Kool-Aid.
What are all of the types of aliens that we know? There's the tall grays, the short grays.
There's the tall whites as
there's
well.
The short round that was in Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he was... Yeah, I know touch nothing, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, oh no, Dr. Jones.
There's also something that I keep hearing about recently because I was a friend of mine who is still on the surface. God, I hope he's okay.
Well, he's not. He's,
Oren,
he's dead, Peter.
Told me about the tall whites who actually have Earth set up as like a fuck farm because the humans...
This is my favorite alien race.
Humans are the most attractive species in the galaxy.
Well, that is objectively
and they cultivate
true.
Us so they that make... they can abduct and sex us,
yeah.
from what I understand.
Is it consensual? Like when after we're up there, do they like
would
work
you say
their
no?
way up to it?
Yeah. Do they have like the neuron thing from Men in Black to just wipe your memory?
It's not exactly consensual, but they do have a very nice cheese and meat spread when you get up there.
Oh, yeah.
No, a very nice charcuterie. They got some nice white wine with just the right type
this
of roofies
in it. This is starting
to
explain why women are programmed to like men who are taller than me.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Specifically, yeah.
They're looking for tall whites.
Look, Jamie, this is what I'm talking about. You think anything that goes wrong in your life has something to do with you? Fuck no. It's all fucking...
Blame it on the aliens, man.
Yeah, look, I can't get laid.
Yeah.
Because space aliens want taller dudes to bang our women so that they can have taller babies that they find more attractive.
Take the black
To take to their moon orgies.
Yeah. And that's why they got rid of all the poison lobsters.
Exactly.
Lobstrosity.
I mean, just think about it. Yeah. It's right there. All the dots connect. I mean...
Yeah, if you're keeping track right now, you should currently have about 66 dots on
so
your
far.
Wall, all of which you need to put a tack in and then just...
And get some yarn.
Get some yarn.
Did you start listening to this podcast without yarn? We didn't mention it at the top of this, but you're going to need some tacks and yarn. That's pretty obvious, right?
We have mostly tacks and yarn down here in the bunker. Precious little food other than these
Not
cans of beans
food
and lobster toxin.
Yeah. All these spools of yarn.
I think it's called a hank, isn't it?
That's
just a ball,
drinking
right?
all our water right now, too. Hank, I think we might have to get rid of her soon.
We should eat her.
Yeah.
I retract my previous statement that we should not.
I can't wait.
All
I hope she pairs nice with a nice lobster toxin.
All Coop and the last two Sapporos on Earth.
Yeah.
Old Coop wrote him a book. Because he knew
D.B. Cooper.
Bill Cooper.
Bill Cooper.
Oh.
Old Coop.
What is D.B.?
Another great conspiracy theory.
Oh, okay.
There's a guy who jumped out of a plane with $2 million, and everyone was looking for his treasure, and they thought that he made it out and is still alive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he jump out into a forest?
In California.
Yeah, that's it.
That'll have to be another episode, then, because I don't know anything about that, and I have a lot of questions, but let's not get into it now.
You can't find the answers on the internet.
It's all okay. It's all connected.
It's all
fake. It is this old
thing. Yeah.
But
he wrote himself a book, this Bill Coop, okay, called Behold a Pale Horse. Pale Horse.
Arbiter of death.
Recognizable symbol for death. Mm-hmm. Recently in the Childish Gambino video.
Yeah.
Right?
Also in the Johnny Cash song.
Also, yeah. Both of which, let's just say here, probably they're both working for the government because they're Hollywood. They're famous.
Yeah. Anybody
Think about
famous.
It.
How do you get famous otherwise? Doesn't make any sense.
You gotta go to your secret pedophile meetings
in
Hollywood.
In the basement of a pizza parlor.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What's Donald Glover's got it really famous through Dan Harmon, who is a fat white man who is very rich. And how do you get rich? Yeah. You got to be tuned into the truth.
He got famous, too, from Derek Comedy on YouTube.
Derek Comedy, okay. That
they
is
were
all.
Great. Yeah.
Cool.
They were very good.
He was in Community then.
Yeah. Yeah. He was also a singer before he was in Community.
Was he? Okay, I only got to know him through Community.
Yeah, I knew him from YouTube and then recognized him as guy from YouTube on Community.
Nice.
Mr. Sir from Community.
YouTube algorithms are all fucked up too, right? Like, only the videos that YouTube wants to see shows up
exactly.
on the front page.
Yeah,
so,
Nobody's watching my videos on the reptiles. Like,
nope.
And, go figure YouTube wouldn't show them to people.
Yeah.
I out them like 12 times in these videos.
Susan was Jignzy, whatever her last name is.
Yeah.
CEO of YouTube. Very convincing skin suit. Susan.
People is actually lizards. Gone wrong. You will not believe this.
Yeah. Top
red circle, red arrow.
Like a crying laughing emoji.
Susan Wojcicki's fucking skin suit gone sexual.
Amazing ending, but also really great surprises along the way. Don't skip.
Don't skip.
Kissing lizard girls in California prank.
Watch the
goes wrong. That's gonna be our second YouTube channel.
That might be the name of this episode.
It's a very long name. Cooper asserted that JFK was assassinated because he was about to reveal that extraterrestrials were in the process of taking over the Earth. According to a top secret video of the assassination that Cooper claimed to have discovered, the driver of the presidential limousine, William Greer, used a gas pressure device developed by aliens from the Trilateral Commission to shoot the president from the driver's seat.
Ethan, stop tickling him. This is the truth.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't wait for our hand jobs later.
They're coming, okay.
Tickling is my foreplay.
Yeah.
My girlfriend hates me.
Well, she's dead now.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you left her on the surface.
Yeah, well, of course I did.
She laughed.
There was
the
only
end.
Room for us three and the dog.
Yeah, exactly. The dog needs a couch to sleep
and
on.
All this yarn.
Yeah. And all these tacks.
Yeah.
And all of our cans of beans and lobster poison.
The great thing about tacks is if lizard monsters, lizard gray man hybrids come down here, they double as caltrops. So
we could also use the yarn to tie them to that board over there as a makeshift club.
Yeah. And then we could, have our way with them.
Or once we eat Jamie, we can use one of his thigh bones as a club handle.
Yeah, we're all corn here.
We're all peas here.
We're all peas in one corn.
Exactly.
Old reference, if that made no sense.
Yeah, you'd have to listen to season one of the Lore Boys back before we were woke AF.
Before we learned the truth. I don't even like to think of this that time.
No, I don't even like to call it truth anymore. I just call it reality.
Just the.
It's the.
Just the.
It's the. Hey, what are you living? I'm living the.
Yeah.
No more words needed.
Yeah, exactly. Words, okay, just muddy up the truth.
Yeah.
Right? Because you ramble like a crazy man.
You know, top secret, highest level of confidentiality.
Consciousness.
Highest level of confidentiality in the government actually comes from top secrete, who secretes oil from their scales.
Alien queens.
Lizards and also alien queens. Exactly. That's why they call it top secret. Oh. It's in reference. It's like they don't even think that anybody intelligent is around, and they could just brazenly get away with these things.
Yeah.
I say we take them to court.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's too late now. They're all dead.
That is true.
Unless some of them are lizards. They're still up there. No, I hope they don't find us.
Lizards are still up
there. Yeah.
Oh, I hate those lizards.
Lizards are closely related to birds. That's why they're up there.
The Trilateral Commission, okay, on the subject of lizards and birds.
Yes.
Who are related and working together.
And we're in league with each other.
Exactly.
They call it the League of Lizards and Birds.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, they ran out of puns after Top Secret.
Yeah. They had the one, and then they're like, well, I guess that does it.
The guy who wrote all their titles tripped down a flight of stairs and broke his neck. They're like, fuck.
And then Jack Ruby shot up when he's Jack
Ruby just comes out and over shoots people.
A lizard lying at the bottom of a flight of stairs, like broken neck, like eyeballing up. Jack Ruby does that. Blast him.
Oh my god. I did love it when that happened.
We might have some artwork there. The Trilateral Commission is a non-government discussion group officially founded by David Rockefeller in 1973. Ooh. Now, I say officially founded, right? Since this was 10 years after they used an alien gas gun to kill the president.
Yeah.
Right? They were just like, it's very much like the Battle of Tukiyid, right? You know, slam the clans. You're just like, hey, boys, you cool your jets for 15 years. Then you can come back.
Then you can come back.
Similar deal. So, oh, fuck. I was just praising Battletech earlier. They're probably part of this if they wrote that into their plot.
Oh,
eh?
My God. Yep. You're right.
You actually said Battletech, and I was looking at the waveform, and it made a triangle.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
The company that makes it is Harebrained Schemes, and JFK was shot in the head.
And that's where Harebrained. The hair and the brain is from.
Yeah. That's where the hair and the brains grow.
And he was a Catholic schemer.
He was.
Oh my god. Guys, we're cracking this one.
Oh my god. If there's anybody left up there, tell your friends. Tell your friends about the Lore Boys podcast. We're changing the title.
Battletech did it.
Truth Boys podcast.
Truth Boys podcast.
It was Jordan Weissman from Harebrained Schemes, creator of Battletech.
I'm not sure we can put this one out there. They might be able to triangulate our location. Triangulate.
Oh, God.
Our location.
We're three, guys.
Yes. We're three. We're a triangle
right now.
Oh, no.
No matter where we are, we're a triangle.
Look at the direction our mic stands are pointing.
Oh, no. But if you take this one and shape it like this, and this one and shape it like this.
Wait a second. If we rotated all of our mic stands, moved them across the room, and put them in a triangle.
They'd be a triangle.
They would be a triangle.
Oh my God.
Just like the all-seeing eye of the Illuminati. Who are implicated as well.
Yeah.
For the record.
I hope we're putting them all on blast.
Oh, absolutely. Come and get me, Trilateral Commission. Rockefellers. Rich motherfuckers. Champagne liberals.
I thought you were gonna start rapping or something. You guys like two things that rhyme there. Yeah.
The Trilateral Commission, if we recall from the Deus Ex episode, is associated with the Bilderberg Group, the Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, the Bilderbergs.
Yeah.
They are part of what is known as the Shadow Government.
Is Bilderberg related to Christenberg?
Yeah, Spanish train.
Souls of the Dead, yeah. Which is what the sacrifices are about up there now.
Yeah.
They are currently paying for our sins with the Souls
Patricia
of the Dead.
Patricia the Stripper, that was a good one by Christa Berg. I actually have a scratched up CD of Christa Berg in the bunker right here. Our recording equipment, it was already in the CD there. So Christa Berg, he's with us right now, which means the Bilderbergs might be with us right now.
Oh my God. Yeah. They can hear us through the mics in the CD.
That's how CDs work.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you can get sound out of a CD,
you can put it in.
You gotta get it there somewhere.
Yeah, that's physics, dude.
So you speak near a CD, and the imprints of your voice actually leave an impression on the CD. Only secret technology that the government has can actually pull those
sound is all energy. You can't destroy energy.
Have you ever been to a Beyonce CD factory? It's just her screaming her song.
A big coiled like Dr. Seuss horn.
Yeah.
All the single ladies.
Sorry, I need more beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have some Kool-Aid, dude.
We keep our beans carbonated.
It's Dr. Bilderberg's fizzy beans.
It's like something I really want.
Drink your beans every day.
So we're back to our boy. This is the three names, right? Milton William Cooper.
Milton William Cooper.
That's the guy who wrote the book. That's the guy who fucking brought the truth to me.
Yeah.
And I had a dream about him 3 days ago.
Okay, good.
Which is why we're here now.
A dream with him.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Exactly.
Yeah, they got him.
Exactly.
They got him. They silenced him.
That's the only dead people can enter your dream. So.
Mm-hmm. No, not necessarily, because some people have achieved a high enough level of consciousness that they can astral project.
Oh,
like that one lady in Peru who piloted that spaceship that prevent the magnetic poles from shifting.
Right.
Which
I have dreams about her, but I don't think she's visiting.
I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what she needs. I guess my fault, really.
Yeah.
I should have learned Spanish.
We all should have learned Spanish.
So, old Coop here, he says the shadow government, okay, is in cooperation with the extraterrestrials, okay? He, you know, in his book, Behold a Pale Horse, influential among UFO and militia circles, I changed the page.
Oh my god, they've poisoned Peter. They got to him. Peter, you gotta finish the cast before you expire.
I know they poisoned your water at work, too.
Yeah.
They're in loot. Oh, well, that's actually what did happen to me.
Yeah. They tried to silence you. They knew you were going to do this episode. Yeah.
Exactly. So the UFO and militia circles, okay, they are working with the Illuminati to do, in a declaration of war against the American, against it's the covert war. It's the invisible war.
Nardi confirmed.
He accused Dwight D. Eisenhower of negotiating a treaty with extraterrestrials in 1954. Roswell, duh.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Duh. We were all there.
Yeah.
That is spooky, though. Like, what is going on there?
Yeah.
Area 51?
Then establish an inner circle.
It's been declassified.
Oh, yeah?
Area 51.
Okay.
Can read up on it, not the truth, obviously.
Yeah,
you can read up on what they want you to hear, though.
You could read their version.
Yeah, exactly.
What I really am concerned with is Barney's version.
Yeah,
which is unrelated, has hints of alien truth in it.
Yeah, well, he's a giant purple dinosaur, dude. Of course, he knows about aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, when Barney ended up with Alzheimer's at the end, very, very sad. Where he's like, I'm so happy to see you again, my wife, after having been divorced due to cheating on her for so long.
I love who?
Yeah. I was going for that one.
It's me, Barney. It was always me.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, but, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Why would you put a cat on a hot tin roof?
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Oh.
Real.
Yeah. I'm not the guy who wrote that, whose name escapes me at the moment. Tennessee Williams, never mind, got it.
Jonathan Bilderberg.
It was David Rockefeller.
Yeah.
And his pen name, Tennessee Williams, wrote Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Oh my god.
Specifically about Barney getting Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Are you following me right now?
Yeah, of course I'm following.
Yeah, does this all make sense?
It's right there. The writing is on the wall.
You guys, we all saw the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Cat on a Hot
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Who's in love with Barney?
Out of Africa.
Exactly.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and the Silver Spoon.
Little boy's becoming the man in the moon.
Yeah. And little boy is referring to the short grays.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So
the revelations just keep coming.
Thank god that we are alone talking to no one else but ourselves, so we just have to realize how fucking right we are about everything.
Yep.
We do have to break that CD after this.
Yeah, you know what? But you know what's really dangerous is the SJW echo chambers. Ours totally fine right now.
Yeah, I know.
This all makes perfect sense.
We've got a good echo.
We've got a good echo in this room chamber.
And I have literally been writing on the wall since we started.
Exactly. Just to make sure that when people find our desiccated corpses,
find
when
our corpses,
finally run out of
food. Hands on crotches.
Yeah, exactly. When they find that fossil of the raptor and the little triceratops that got buried in a sand dune locked in combat, I want to be fossilized like that, but like in a triangular Dutch rudder.
Yeah. That's pretty much conspiracy in a nutshell is three people jerking each other off in a triangle.
this is three sides of the Illuminati pyramid.
With one eye in the middle.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all of us watching.
Yeah. We take turns being the eye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you got to. Because you can't stare at that too long. No, you go crazy.
No. Go blind. Get hairy palms. Go blind.
Cooper believed, rightly so, that aliens manipulated and or ruled the human race through various secret societies, religions, magic, obviously, witchcraft, obviously, which is separate magic, and the occult, which is separate magic, yeah, bronze metal magic, I guess. Yeah. And that even the Illuminati were knowingly being manipulated by them. So they were okay, like, oh, please, yes, daddy, go on in, they said to the aliens.
As I say very often.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, daddy, go on in.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, oh, yeah, this way, sir.
I say that all the time, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normal.
That's a normal thing to say sexually, to say. I think.
Oh, well.
Oh, sexually? What?
Yeah,
what? Yeah.
What are you talking about, Peter?
Cooper describes the Illuminati. So he knows who the Illuminati is. What does they do?
Okay, what does Illuminati?
They are the secret international organization controlled by the Bilderberg Group, again, that conspired with the Knights of Columbus, the Masons, Skull and Bones, and other organizations. Its ultimate goal, he states truthfully,
yes,
is the establishment of the New World Order,
okay,
which is what's going on outside right now.
Okay.
Right.
And what does Illuminati stand for?
I stands for I. L stands for learn. L stands for love.
I mean, in
I
Latin.
Learn love.
In
U
Latin
stands for ultimately.
Yeah. I learn love ultimately.
M stands for
More.
No,
I learn love.
Ultimately more. And
I
intimately. If
I learn
no
love.
One.
I learn love ultimately more if
no one
asks.
I learn love ultimately more if no one asks.
Truth.
Truth. No one asks truth.
What's the next letter?
Indefinitely.
I.
Indefinitely. Yeah.
I learn love
more if no one asks truth. Indefinitely.
Yes.
I learn love you. What was you?
Code correct.
Yeah. There we go.
It's apparently in something called Latin, which we're told is a dead language, but like, how does a language die? People still speak it, right? Like
Jack Ruby shoots it.
Likely story. Latin was a man.
Yeah, that was it was Sir Latin.
Yeah, yeah. It was
ancient philosopher.
And Kapow, carpe, so
yeah. It was Adam Weishaupt.
Yeah, he was the first person to say all people are lizards.
Exactly.
And they shot
and
him.
And Jack Ruby assassinated him in 1830.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
What became of Jack Ruby in
1830, the 300th year of Earth.
What became of Jack Ruby in the false version of the truth that the people think?
He very conveniently went to prison for life and died of something called lung cancer.
Yeah, come on.
Right?
Yeah. Which, they're not even trying.
Pumping it. He probably did die of cancer, but they were pumping it in through the vents.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Shellfish.
Yeah.
Pumping shellfish toxins.
All it was, it was powdered lobster mist. Just into his...
That's my cologne.
Into his
ground
cell.
Lobster is more expensive than cocaine.
Yo, Illuminati's got all the money in the world.
Yeah,
the Bilderberg Group, the Bilderberg Workshop, and the Rockefellers, right?
Did you know that these people can just print money
whenever they want.
Whenever they want, it's insane.
And then that'll get them all the powdered lobsters that they can import handle from the moon.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But they only have one old HP printer that just like isn't that great. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They
got to start it up a couple.
All his
so
documents.
Many paper jams.
Yeah. Ugh. I got my printer jams constantly.
Yeah.
Or I used to before it was destroyed when the New World Order took over and killed everybody except us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Benjamin. Whoever listens to this, who I guess. Yeah. Welcome family to
my
the
Benjamin
to the truth.
Welcome radioactive mutants.
Yes.
To the truth.
You can't have our skin, but you'll never find us, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My Benjamins get all crammed up, my JFKs get all shot. It's just all
yeah, I know exactly. So, coming back to the Zapruder film and Mr. Greer, the driver of the presidential car. The film
the
shows
brain switcher.
No, the guy who shot lobster poison into JFK's head.
Okay.
Right.
But he didn't actively switch the brains after that.
He might have somewhere in transit. Remember, JFK's brain...
Well, he was the driver, so I assume he was also the helicopter pilot.
Disappeared.
No, I know, yeah. All over the cobblestone.
Somewhere, exactly. It's partially on the cobblestone, but also probably burned in an alien warehouse somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they extracted it somewhere between Dallas and Maryland.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you following?
I'm with you.
Just snap his fingers on the podcast.
Peter, we're right here. We're with
you. Makes more sense than anything.
So, Greer turned around and looked at the president twice. Cooper theorized that Greer first turned to assess Kennedy's status after the external attack, because he was shot in the throat first, and then fired the fatal shot. Theories implicating Greer reportedly snowballed after the publication of Behold the Pale Horse, which is perfect. That's how we ended up here. That's how we stayed safe, is from that snowball.
That's it. Nobody saw it happen, but then as soon as somebody mentioned it, everybody remembered seeing it. Because their memories have been wiped by lobster toxin.
That's it. That's why the Berenstain Bears used to be the Berenstain Bears, and everyone remembers them as the Berenstain Bears.
Oh.
You guys seen that one? That's another
chill
one.
Down my spine.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
We're all being gaslighted.
Yeah. Bill Cooper, obviously, was clearly a very good man.
Clearly, yeah.
Okay. He was a major civil rights advocate, stating that AIDS was created by the government to get rid of gays and black people.
It was, and it's terrible.
It's terrifyingly efficient, and the government is an evil, evil thing.
Oh, they're bad people.
They're
I don't know why we elected them.
Lizards, which we didn't elect. It was the sheep who be drinking fluoride water.
Oh, right. They're going to be brain
controlled. Oh, yeah.
Makes frogs gay.
Yeah.
Makes people vote for Democrats.
One thing I never understood is why you need to be elected if you can brain control the entire population.
It's all fake. You believe what your eyes see up there, Ethan, before we got into this bunker?
Is the illusion?
Believe things you read or heard with your senses?
Yeah, okay.
Dulled by the water you've been drinking?
Even with mind control, like, you want people to have the illusion of control, right? Like, even if you're mind controlled, if you have to get the opportunity to vote for something, even if you don't really have the choice, you kind of feel like you have the choice and you're more locked in.
I only drink beer from a can because it's clearly sealed and no one could ever tamper with
that
it.
That is true.
There's no water in beer.
They pull it right out of the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Out of beer wells.
Yeah,
which...
It comes in cans.
That's where Irish people die.
It's when Irish people die. It's like oil.
Yeah, exactly.
Dinosaurs turn to fuel.
Irish people
turn to whiskey.
So it takes only 3 days for Irish people.
They're much smaller than dinosaurs. They decompose much quicker.
Yeah. It's also what Irish people wish the families of the recently deceased. Oh, beer well.
Peter just laughed with a mouthful of Irish people.
My girlfriend does that all the time.
Oh.
Laughs while giving you a blowjob?
Constantly. Like, sounds like Goofy?
Yeah, he's like Goofy or like Lanky Kong.
That's what I call her, Lanky Kong. Or I used to before she was annihilated in the nuclear war we've
avoided. Yeah, Fallout above.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
I hope Fallout Boy's okay.
Probably. Probably at least one of them is fine. Yeah. One of them had powers.
This ain't a seed. Goddamn hard face.
Cooper eventually, though, he moved away from UFOlogy, which is a science. Look it up.
Ufology?
Ufology community, and towards militia and anti-government subculture in the late 90s. Okay?
I'm just, like, becoming self-aware of what this cast is compared to our normal one. It's so fucking wild.
Are you two levels of woke now? Are you woke within the woke?
Woke level two.
Yeah. Oh, he's transcended. Once we get Jamie to woke level three, we will have our new god.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're very excited. I'm done worshiping canyons.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. God, I miss Obama.
We all do.
R.I.P.
If he was
R.I.P.
still here.
Big guy.
if he'd never left us in that rocket ship to go to another planet, we would have been fine. After he left office, obviously, him, like all other former U.S. presidents, are sent to another planet to live, and they're body swapped with an imposter.
Of course, because
they know the truth, and they can't continue living on Earth without being closely monitored. So
but the aliens, like, extracted out of their brains.
Yeah, exactly.
It happened to him.
Yeah.
This is my own theory in here. Maybe they had to shoot Kennedy in the head because they needed to expedite it, and his skull was in the way.
Oh,
get his thoughts out faster.
It was a USB that downloaded everything. And
Well, like, normally they right click and say eject safely, but this time they were like,
they pulled it out.
JFK only died because he didn't eject safely. Everyone at home always eject safely.
Yeah. Eject your USBs, folks.
Yeah.
It might corrupt your text documents that you pulled on there.
Yep. Exactly.
I guess. I don't know.
New text documents of a former president's brain.
Yeah, whatever. Who knows what JFK was thinking? I sure do remember Marilyn Monroe's naked body. I wish I did.
At least he had that.
Yep. He died happy. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Where are we in the story?
Story. Where are we in the facts? List of facts?
Right. What did I say?
Story.
Do you guys want those?
Put that on a piece of corn.
Yeah.
Crunch at us.
Hey, I'm walking to you.
Hey, yeah.
Do you guys smell that?
Okay, let's go.
Let's move on. In the 90s, he became convinced that he was being personally targeted by president at the time, Bill Clinton, noted lizard.
Him and his wife, lizards.
Monica Lewinsky.
Who was a bird.
Who was
a Boyd.
Yep, exactly. Just pecking at his John Thomas the whole time.
He's an early bird.
That sounds like something you ask for a signature. Can I give you a John Thomas?
Instead of John Hancock.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's weird. They should
John Hancock
those.
Is better,
they should
yeah.
switch those.
Yeah.
Early bird catches the worm.
And then she's like, just get.
I'm picturing that and it's always sunny.
Oh, the ostrich?
Yeah, the ostrich. Oh, so Monica Lewinsky, like Clinton's like being having his deposition or whatever, and Monica Lewinsky goes up on stage and
that might be a good picture for me to draw too.
I did not inhale. Depends on what your definition of that's, bird is.
Yeah, it sounds way more like a Yoko thing to do, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Have you ever seen that one performance?
Just Chuck Berry screaming.
Yeah,
where the sound engineer cut off her mic.
Yeah, just in the back screaming. And like Chuck Berry's like, "What are you doing, man?"
So Cooper is a crafty devil, though, because he knew so much truth.
Okay, good for him.
Bill Clinton and the IRS were after him, and in July 1998, he was charged with tax evasion. An arrest warrant was issued, but Cooper eluded repeated attempts to serve it, and then finally in 2000, he was named a major fugitive by the United States Marshal Service, who work for the... Let me hear it, boys.
Gray Marshall.
That's more the alien
gray
thing.
Man. Tall yeah. gray.
Oh, tall gray.
You haven't been listening at all. Tall I thought gray. You were two levels woke.
You said Marshall two sentences ago, and that's where I was still
the
stuck.
United States so, Marshal yeah. Service.
Worked
not,
for the
not,
Marshals.
This isn't a
they
restaurant.
They work for no one but themselves, damn it.
This isn't like a family restaurant like Marshall's United States yeah. Service. Come on in for some fine dining.
Fine dining.
The Marshals are actually a rogue force. They only answer to themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the tall grays... The show Grey's Anatomy, was that about alien bodies?
A lot of it was.
Meredith Grey
was
an alien?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Bailey?
Sandra Oh specifically, notice how small her features are on her face. Oh, botched skin suit.
I've had what the unfortunate experience of watching all of Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick Dempsey is beautiful, and you said humans are the most beautiful race, so is Patrick Dempsey a human?
Yeah, he is, yes.
Oh, rest in peace.
Man. Most fuckable.
That means he's dead.
Currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Meredith Grey, the actress who plays her, is fine, though. What with being a space monster.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sandra Oh as well.
Yeah.
Not Katherine Heigl, though. She's dead.
She's dead.
Too pretty.
That's the blonde one?
Too pretty.
Yeah, she was the blonde one. So too I used pretty. To watch... I used
apparently
to watch
a bad personality.
I used to watch that show constantly, and I remember the cliffhanger ending to the episode that was the last one I ever saw. It was like the ferry crash where some lady's face got crushed and they had to reconstruct it.
And then Dr. House just said, oh, you have lupus, and everything was fine.
Yeah, exactly. So I saw that episode, and then for some reason I was like, can't wait till next week, and literally never watched it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my ex had me watch all...
I was tired of being brainwashed.
Yeah, that's fair. You gotta stop drinking the Kool-Aid at some point.
Exactly.
Break away.
Gotta spit Flavor-Aid. It out.
Gotta start
Flavor-Aid, dude. You're drinking the Kool-Aid now.
You gotta,
Flavor-Aid.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta start drinking to some... All right, you gotta start drinking.
Big
you gotta
start Kool-Aid.
Listening to some old radio, because that's where the truth lies.
Yeah, big Kool-Aid doesn't want you to know about Flavor-Aid. Right. On November 5th, 2001, sad day, Apache County Sheriff deputies attempted to arrest Cooper at his Eager, Arizona home. His home was not quite so eager.
Yeah, his home was excited.
What do you mean?
Oh, there's a big bust coming.
Eager's the town in Arizona.
Yeah, E-A-G-A-R, Agar, Eager, I don't know.
Yeah. Jaeger.
Jaeger.
Like the bombs, like the truth bombs were dropping.
Right all over the place here.
Skrrra.
Skrrra-ta-ta.
But also like Jaeger sound from Attack on Titan.
So apparently he was being arrested on charges, and I use the term very liberally here, of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and endangerment stemming from disputes with local residents.
Was the deadly weapon electrical, and that's why you're using charges literally?
No, I said okay, I said liberally.
Okay, liberally.
Very good.
Good. Not pretty close. Pretty close. Pretty close.
Who is this?
This is Cooper. This is our boy Cooper.
I thought he was on blast for tax evasion.
When
did this assault with a deadly weapon come in?
Because he was just so woke. He could avoid it. Jesus. He knows.
Of course.
He's got his.
I keep forgetting.
Yes.
That people other than us know the truth.
But it got out of hand at some point. So after exchanging gunfire with the pigs, okay, with the damned 5-0, okay, he managed to kill one of these pigs.
You don't need to slur.
He shot a deputy in the head. And then was gunned down by police officers to silence him.
Wow.
A martyr.
With their ray guns.
With their...
And that's why there was never... The body, you can't... If you go...
With their poisonous clam
buried,
guns. Yeah.
And you try and have him exhumed,
just clamshells. Just clamshells.
Because his body is covered in clamshells.
When you take a body out of the ground.
You dig up the body to perform an autopsy.
Why do you guys both know that?
Because I've tried to have his body exhumed and they won't let me.
This is what we were talking about on Facebook. I know you were out partying with your new girlfriend, who's dead now. But we were digging up corpses, Jamie. Okay? We were doing the important shit.
Did you just ship him on air?
Apparently. You just shipped me on air. But...
Jeez.
Whoops.
Whoops. We'd love to meet you someday.
Another truth bomb.
You're editing, so.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Now I have to.
Yeah. Another truth bomb. There was, of course... So that was the end of him.
Jamie likes girls.
Yeah.
Truth bombed.
Oh, roasted.
I like a boy or two. Well, I'll open myself up to that.
Do you like us?
Not these two. Where do we leave off? It was something about me having a girlfriend and you guys not being the boys I like.
Yeah, we said you like boys. Yeah, you like girls.
I don't mind leaving that in.
And you said I like boys. And then I said, do you like me? And you said no.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
I hurt my feelings.
A lot. No, I actually finished a paragraph before we went off on that tangent. So.
Okay, perfect. Let's start there so I have the option.
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever I listen to this through clear eyes. Through woke eyes.
Woker eyes. Yeah. Other theories have arisen, though, all of which are based on the fact of how true what I was just saying is. Right?
Okay.
So it's the fact that it is in no way just one disgruntled communist who killed the president of the United States of America.
Because the alien gun can't be fired by just one person.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The alien air gun. Because aliens have several hands. The tall grays have several hands.
They have a limb coming out of their chest.
That they use to fire a gun.
It's obviously right,
so,
Jamie.
Two human hands couldn't possibly fire a tall gray gun. But he was shot in the head by a tall gray.
If you guys could have a second thumb, would you?
I do have two thumbs.
I have two thumbs.
All right, but like a second thumb on one hand. Like on your main hand.
Oh, you mean a third thumb?
No.
Like an extra thumb on one hand, like on the other side.
I have the choice now.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Why?
There's people are making it online right now. I know that we're in a bunker, but there's some other bunkers. They're actually making these. Look them up. Look up third thumb, and I'm telling you, they're really cool. I think that everyone could benefit from another thumb.
Like having symmetrical hands is what you're saying.
Yeah, and just like think of all the things that you use your thumb for, and imagine if you had another one.
I don't use my thumb for anything.
No.
No. Do you actually use your thumb?
Touch mine. They're baby soft. They've never seen work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like velvet.
Oh, nice.
I fold mine back and just strap them to my arm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I never used them, so.
That sounds crazy.
Get them out of the way, am I right?
I usually just use tape for what I'm holding on to.
Like, yeah.
My tablet right now.
I use these sticky fingers of mine.
I put on Velcro on anything I want to pick up.
Yeah, dude, all the time.
Velcro gloves.
Well, I take honey baths, as you guys know.
Oh.
That's how we make whiskey or something.
No,
right?
That's how I make the crystals.
Oh. Right, yeah, the whiskey crystals.
That's gross.
You think my fingers are gross, you should see the rest of me.
Yeah.
I can. Put your clothes back on. So,
you can see me, it's so dark in here.
This second gunman.
Oh, wait, my hat was pulled back.
Yeah.
Your honey-laden skin is glistening.
Yeah.
I give off a faint glow in the dark.
It's sticking to that drum you're sitting on.
Hey, that drum is sticking to me.
It was sticky before we got here. The second gunman would have been on, as we mentioned in a previous episode,
PCP.
The grassy knoll.
Oh,
the
grassy knoll. Oh, yeah. Close second.
Some other ridiculous theories include that Babe Ruth had the president assassinated for having an affair with Marilyn Monroe.
He hit the bullet with his bat.
Yeah.
He pointed at the president before he did.
Yeah, exactly.
just gave him a point. And then he didn't run. He just walked away.
Babe Ruth down on the diamond today, pointing up at the president.
What's that? He's taking a swing. Oh, it's a humdinger.
Then it hit JFK in the head.
There goes the president's head. Oh, boy. This one's going to be in all the papers.
Babe Ruth was apparently mad at the president for banging the shit, quote, out of Marilyn Monroe.
Quotes. Banging the shit, end quote.
Oh my gosh.
Banging the shit out of Marilyn Monroe. Because, so I looked that up. Actually, hachimachi is not a real expression, and you were worried about it being racist.
Yeah, it's
from the show The Critic.
Okay.
And Jay Sherman's Jewish, so.
Okay, we got it, dude. Yeah. Hachimachi.
What's The Critic, and who's Jay Sherman?
He's the main character of The Critic.
Ethan just made this up, and it already existed.
Jay Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way.
Yeah, exactly. That's the moment I had when I put all this shit together. I was just like Dory, but it was Grassy Knoll, Babe Ruth.
And you'll never forget it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuck the shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking the
shit. For fucking the shit, end quote.
Out of Marilyn Monroe.
Well, that's not important. That's not part of
that's the not, quote. That's not a part.
That's Peter paraphrasing.
Yeah, exactly. Paraphrasing myself.
Yeah, S-I-C.
Yeah. Because Marilyn Monroe had an affair with JFK, right? And Babe Ruth was apparently mad about this because he was very briefly married to Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
And then he never stopped loving her after they got divorced.
Oh, yeah. She was out after the third inning. He was in for the whole game.
Never wanted to go home.
Yeah.
No.
Well, she divorced him because he was always telling her no one can handle his bat like he could.
There was also a few very convenient deaths of witnesses after the assassination.
Don't you just love a good convenient death?
How convenient.
Yeah.
The death of journalist Dorothy Kilgallen.
But behind door number one, behind door number two, behind door number three is
Dorothy Kilgallen. Yeah, exactly. She was said to have been granted a private interview with Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby?
After he had killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the Patsy.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm excited.
This
well,
is at some point before he died of poison-induced lung cancer in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lobster poison, specifically.
Yeah. Lobster poison, correct. Yeah, powdered lobsters, which are toxic.
It's important, so people don't think it's like poisonous tree frog or something like
no,
that. You have to specify.
Lobster poison.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people default to poison tree frog. The most common toxin on Earth.
Yeah. Apparently. That's what they'll have you believe.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it.
You know, they're giving people botulism with dish soap.
Ethan's mom's been saying that forever. James, make sure to rinse that extra. You're going to give me botulism.
Yeah. That's why my mom always told me growing up. Yeah. Rinse the dish soap off your dishes, otherwise you'll get botulism. That's how you get botulism.
Isn't that the reverse?
Yeah,
doesn't
pretty much.
Soap,
yeah.
Does the soap remove or kill bacteria?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, that's what they want.
They say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's apparently the most...
My mom's pretty woke.
She is perhaps the most prominent mysterious death, this Dorothy Kilgallen, cited by the assassination researchers, i.e. me.
Yeah.
Okay. She was found dead on the third floor of her 5-story townhouse. She died from a lethal dose of drugs and alcohol. And
A.K.A. lobster.
Big pharma.
Yeah. A.K.A.
implicated.
They found her OD'd. And in her kitchen was a pot full of boiling lobsters. Coincidence? I don't think so.
And a pink lighter was in her pocket, and she was 27. Good. You guys know all about that one?
Oh, yeah.
All
those people find out.
All those people die, and they always have a pink lighter in their pocket.
Those are the Hollywood liberals that don't want to conform to the alien beauty standards, and they got to go.
It's also the coolest way to go.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. Some of them get mind-controlled into killing themselves, which is frequent, as in the case of Amy Winehouse and Nirvana guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Cobb Curtain.
Yeah, exactly. Kurt Winehouse.
Yeah. It sounds like a bar. Welcome to Kurt's Winehouse.
And finally, this is the final point I want to touch on here. Another suspicious death cited by Jim Mars was that Joseph Miltier, director of the Dixie Clan of Georgia.
Okay, all right.
Was secretly tape-recorded 13 days before the assassination, telling Miami police informant William Somerset that the murder of Kennedy was in the working. Mateer died in 1974, 11 years later, when a heater exploded in his house.
Oh.
So the KKK, wow. I guess, part of this conspiracy as well?
I mean, probably.
Yeah, and then they rigged,
wear spooky robes. They try and look like ghosts.
They dress like ghosts. Exactly.
They're trying to be tall whites.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the cone is for. Yeah. The hood makes them taller.
Oh, my God.
And they're all bad. The tall whites, they're all worth it.
That's all the truth bombs that I've got in this that we've got Bombay time for today. Right now.
We got to go give each other handjobs?
We do have to go give each other handjobs. Yeah. So,
look at the time.
Jamie, if I wanted to give you a handjob on the internet, where would I do that?
Do you want the real answer? Or do you just want my Twitch? Like... you can find me.
He wants to watch you Twitch.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
I'll give you guys the same outro as I did the last time. We'll see if you can decode it this time. So you can find me on JAYMILK64 on PSN. On Steam, you can find me on JAYMILK64. That's one less L, one more friend. Add me up. Ethan.
I'm at Ethan the Dead Man. The truth is out there. Peter.
I'm at Pete O'Donohue. Also, the truth is out there. I do the artwork. Are used to before the world exploded on loreboys.wordpress.com and sometimes on the Loreboys Facebook page.
Check us out on Twitch. I usually stream Thursdays. I miss this Thursday, but Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, I'll usually stream one to two of those days, if not all three. So
come
Jambo's on by at twitch.tv/loreboys.
We know everybody out there is dead, but please tell your friends about it.
Yeah. If you like us on Facebook, we'll know you're still alive. Exactly. We'll know you're still alive if you can like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or if somehow by accident your desiccated skeleton just kind of falls over and you hit the like button, that works too.
Or if you're a lizard person thinking about, you know, going rogue, helping out the underdog.
Let us know.
Maybe.
Get one of those
like Oscar Schindler, but a lizard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The technology
Oscar
that
Lizard.
Yeah. Technology that was once used for "Oops, I fell down and I can't get up again." Rather than calling the police, it likes the Lore Boys now. So pick up one of those.
Oh yeah,
pick up a life alert.
Yeah, let
spam that. That life alert. Yeah.
if you're out there and you want to help us and also the truth financially,
well, if you have any toilet paper, which is something that we got,
that'd
we
be
completely
great.
Forgot to bring.
Well, we can knit. We can knit some ass.
Yeah, ice sheds a lot, so we have a lot of material.
Yeah. A lot of dog fur blankets.
But we can't use too much yarn because we do need that for the truth.
To connect the dots.
But for anyone who is willing to send us toilet paper and help us out, we have been brewing some delicious, delicious lobster juice that we would just love to get to you
We
guys.
Got the poison out of it.
There's no poison?
We know how.
There's absolutely no brainwashing chemicals.
Nope.
So you don't need to worry about it.
None.
Just go ahead, take a seat. Don't worry about it.
Take a seat at the table with the Lore Boys.
Don't worry. Everything is good.
With the Truth Boys?
Don't worry. Drink some of your Soma. I mean, Soma lobster juice, not Soma.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Everything is good.
I think that constitutes...
A Lore Boys.
Everything is good.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Love it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.